Well, whenever somebody pits one against the other, you know it's not the Lord's doing. I'm reminded of a piece written by Friedrich Wyneken, the second president of the Synod. Because the Missouri Synod had this high view of the spiritual priesthood and believed that the keys were given to the whole church, and the church calls and entrusts those keys as a vehicle of Christ and also the congregation to a pastor. Some Europeans were complaining that this democratized view of church, allegedly, and it's just Luther's view, by the way, this democratized view of church would mean that you would have this junta of lay people running amok over everybody and everything, and that pastors would be mere men servants. Wyneken says that's not the case at all. He says our pastors uphold the rights of the spiritual priesthood and encourage them in every way to exercise those profound rights in the church and also in their private lives. By the same token, so educated to their glorious rights as spiritual priests, those very lay people love and cherish and treasure the office of pastor. That's the way the Lord has given it to us.